This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. America's NATO allies are scrambling to evacuate their citizens from Afghanistan amid the U.S. military withdrawal from the country and the collapse of the Afghan government. Many European officials have voiced fears that the Taliban takeover will increase the risk of terrorism and renew an influx of refugees into Europe. Britain and other NATO allies began evacuating their citizens on Sunday, along with hundreds of Afghan citizens who worked alongside them. France, Germany, Spain, and Italy are also operating evacuation flights after U.S. troops reasserted control of the airport Monday following chaotic scenes over the weekend. Several European states are expected soon to outline their emergency asylum programs for interpreters and other Afghan nationals who worked alongside NATO troops and civilians over the past two decades. Those Afghans are now seen as particularly at risk of Taliban reprisals. The White House has acknowledged that the Taliban had amassed a significant amount of U.S. military equipment after seizing control of Afghanistan. Pictures and videos have shown the Taliban with firearms that Pentagon troops used or provided to the Afghan National Security Forces. They've also been photographed with Black Hawk attack helicopters and other equipment at the Kandahar airport. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Tuesday that the U.S. doesn't have complete knowledge of where every piece of equipment has gone, but he said, quote, certainly a fair amount of it has fallen into the hands of the Taliban. He said he does not expect that equipment will be returned to the United States. Sullivan said losing control of millions of dollars worth of equipment is one of the difficult choices a president faces.